The following program was recorded earlier for rebroadcast at this time.
Welcome to the Ask the Expert Show with local experts in the field of health, legal, financial, and home improvement. Now, here's your host, Gary Knight.
And I hope everybody, and I mean everybody out there, it's not too stressed out. Getting back to, we are opening up things, and I think it's going to work. Gary Knight, the aforementioned, introduced John Moody Jr., who's the manager of Moody Law Group, and he'll have a special guest that we'll talk to, Greg Young, who's a senior vice president with Grand Bridge Real Estate Capital. And on the Ask the Expert show today, this show is focused on the state of the capital markets for commercial real estate. First off, John, how are you guys doing?
Thanks, Gary. We're doing great. You know, I think I've been blessed to be able to run my business really mostly from my house during all this. And I think just the last few weeks with businesses getting reopened and, you know, my team's been kind of working some from home, some from the office, and my clients, there just seems to be, just a renewed level of excitement, a lot more activity going on in the real estate, just on the transaction side. And it's been a lot more fun, I'll tell you, the last couple of weeks.
Well, good. I mentioned, John, about your friend Greg Young. Tell us a little bit about him.
Okay. Well, I invited Greg. He is a senior vice president with Grand Bridge, and they're really, you know, Greg really is out there placing debt and equity and real estate. Uh-huh. And, you know, people have asked me since I started doing the show, you know, to really do something on capital markets and equity and debt. And, you know, my perspective as the attorney is a little bit different in that, you know, I usually get brought in after guys like Greg have kind of cut the deal. And once they've determined what the business terms are, and usually I'm brought in to kind of get through the due diligence, make sure the borrower has kind of checked all the boxes on the lender's checklist. And then we help close it. But so much has happened in the last couple of months, which with the lockdown and COVID-19, that, you know, I just haven't seen as much of the activity. And I just thought it'd be so relevant to bring in Greg to really let the listeners hear what's actually happening, you know, kind of the front lines as deals are being talked through.
Greg, are you there? Are you with us today?
I am. Oh. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you, Gary.
You're quite welcome. Now, guys, yeah, we're talking, you mentioned earlier about capital markets, John. And, well, how have the capital markets reacted to this pandemic?
John, I'm happy to field that one.
I think you, why don't you tell us what you've seen?
Sure. So just for reference, you know, in my world, I deal primarily with four capital sources. Those are the government agencies. That's Fannie, Freddie, and HUD, the life insurance companies, banks, and debt funds. And if you really wanted to delineate the banks, you could probably, you know, divide that up into three other categories as well. And you know, they've all reacted a little differently, but there are obviously some similarities in their collective response. And you know, thankfully, the primary similarity is that all sources of capital really recognize the need for relief. Everyone did a pretty good job of getting in front of the interruption and offered relief in some form or fashion. The differences really lay in the type of relief that was given and the processes involved. You know, surprisingly, I felt like the life companies took the firmest line, if you will, but you know, at the end of the day, you know, there's relief out there for those that need it.
Okay, we're talking about the lockdown. During that lockdown, now we had that oil market crash. My question to you is, how has the oil market impacted the capital markets for deals here in Houston, Texas?
Well, you know, obviously Houston is, you know, generically speaking, has been a blue collar oil and gas town, you know, all the way through the 80s up to now. But the primary difference that I'm quick to point out, especially when I'm talking to capital providers that aren't from here, is that that's not really all that we are anymore. I mean, as you know, there's a lot of really neat things going on in Houston with the expansion of the Texas Medical Center and all the activity that's going on in the port. But generically speaking, again, I would say Houston's being viewed very cautiously. Office has obviously been affected the most. And if you've got a bunch of energy-related tenants, with short-term remaining lease terms, it's going to be really challenging for to get your deal financed. But that being said, I like what's happened with oil in the last few weeks, and let's hope this trend continues. You know, who would have thought that the staring contest between the Russians and the Saudis would have been won by COVID-19?
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead.
Right. No, I just thought that was funny.
You know, I was mentioning, and I was thinking as you were talking, John, people had deals on, going on, right? The lenders doing the deals, and they were pending. And here comes that pandemic, and the businesses had to close. What happened there?
I'll let Greg kind of talk about his experience. But I'll tell you what happened to, most of the deals that I was working on. All the kind of buying and selling of shopping centers and office buildings and even had some hotel deals and some industrial deals and land deals, a bunch of stuff just sort of pending when this thing hit. I would tell you, I think I think we had 58 deals kind of in the title company. Most of them were just terminated. Just the buyers just walked away. Some of them were extended. But by and large, those deals were terminated. And really, the challenge for a lot of us, even still now, is, most of these deals are underwritten, especially the deals with tenants based on the rent roll, based on the leases. And when you have a situation where, you take a big shopping center with, 75 tenants, and you have, April, May, where most of those tenants are not paying rent, it just makes the value of that project uncertain. What the lenders like to see is a credit tenant and a history of paying rent. And when that history or those payment cycles are kind of broken, it's just disruptive. And I'll tell you, now that tenants are getting back to business, we're seeing a lot of these kind of short-term agreements getting worked out to pay rent. Most tenants that are back open have resumed paying rent. And I think a lot of this stuff will work itself out, but we're still seeing a lot. I mean, I'm still seeing a lot of disruption that this has caused to getting deals done.
Greg Young, Senior Vice President with Grand Bridge Real Estate Capital. Greg, any experiences from you? What happened?
Yeah, I guess the question you asked was, what happened with deals that were kind of in process when the pandemic hit? Was that my response is that it really varied amongst the different capital providers. The life guys, they closed as apt, and if additional restructure was needed, they took a very pragmatic approach, and that's one of the beautiful things about transacting with the life insurance companies is, those guys, once they commit to doing something, they're going to do it. The agencies instituted debt service coverage reserves. Those were, the amount of those were based on leverage points and actual cash collections. The unfortunate victim of the whole thing was that the CMBS market just imploded. It just went away. And it was funny. It's funny because I talk to borrowers sometimes. Oh yeah, well I got retraded. I was like, that wasn't really a retrade because they just ceased to exist. And it wasn't like they were saying, okay, I told you this, but now I can do that. It was, hey, I know I could told you to do this, but now I'm dead. So the CMBS guys went away, and I'm excited to say that they just recently rejoined the market again last week. As far as the banks go, the banks didn't technically change as generic, bank style loan documents typically speak only to underwriting actual collections, and the underwriting governed the deals accordingly. So, I would echo kind of what John said. If if you were under app with a bank, they're just going to look hard at what your actual collections were.
What can you do? You can feel this, either one of you. What can you do to help your clients get deals closed right now?
Well, I think really you want to be working with people who know how to get stuff done. And I think guys like Greg that have multiple sources of different lenders and ways to structure deals. I think it's important to especially if it's a commercial deal of significant size. I think it's important to really look and have a good understanding of what your options are, because I think the options now today are a little bit different than they were a few months ago in terms of borrowing. And then also, if you have an asset that has some underwriting challenges or has some tenant challenges, there's different types of debt products that may or may not be right for you. For example, Greg mentioned CMBS debt. I mean, CMBS debt is usually great because it's usually the best value. You usually get the best rates, the most competitive interest rates with CMBS, but it's the hardest and most expensive to change and pay off. So, it's if your asset has got some issues that may need to change the overall picture, sometimes CMBS is not, in my opinion, is not the right way to go. So I think working with folks who really know what they're doing and can provide you with different options, I think is important right now.
Well, we've got plenty more questions coming up. This is Gary Knight on Ask the Experts. We're with John Moody, Jr., manager of Moody Law Group. Special guest joining us, Greg Young, senior vice president with the Grand Bridge Real Estate Capital. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Moody Law Group delivers business-minded legal advice to commercial real estate clients. Their clients include developers, owners, small businesses, public companies, investors, and private equity funds. No matter your size, their goal is to help you get your real estate deal done, well-planned, on time, and on budget. Moody Law Group is focused around helping clients to develop, buy, sell, lease, and finance commercial real estate projects. If you need legal assistance on your next commercial real estate project, please contact the Moody Law Group today at 713-773-5526. That's 713-773-5526.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us here on AM 700 KSEV. We're the voice of Texas. And Ask the Experts today with attorney John Moody. We're talking about impacts in the markets, deals in Houston. And I got a question right now for either one of you. How are relief structures varying right now between the different capital providers?
Well, I'll tell you what I've seen, and I bet Greg has seen a lot more than me. But we've seen when we talked about the lease restructuring a couple of shows ago, and we're seeing a lot of just kind of short term deferment, some short term relief on financial covenants. And payments, I think the goal is, everybody realizes that the rent rolls we talked about has been disrupted, and by the most part, landlords have worked through, and borrowers have worked through kind of a short-term repayment plan where the rent roll is going to kind of get caught up, June and July, and so there was just a need for just a short-term some short-term relief from the lenders. And for the most part, certainly the banks have been very cooperative. The life companies have been fairly cooperative with some of my clients. It's been nice to be able to have a plan and not have to deal with default and those kinds of things.
Yeah. Greg, you have anything to add?
Sure. Well, as John said, we're dealing with a lot of different sources of capital, and the most common structure has been for 90 days of relief, whether it's principal and interest relief or interest only relief. The agencies have been pretty universal in that. The life companies, the CMBS guys, and the banks are taking on the task on a deal-by-deal basis. And so, you know, it's really kind of led to longer lead times and getting deals done. And you know, the previous question that you asked, you know, before break was, you know, what can you do to help your clients get deals done right now? And, you know, the one of the first things I'll do is really, you know, do a client interview, and I want to make sure I understand what the critical dates are, because it just, it's taken longer to get deals done today because the lenders are really just spread thin dealing with these forbearance agreements, rent, you know, mortgage deferment, you know, that kind of thing. But as far as relief structures go, you know, generically speaking, I would say 90 days is the most common. You know, sometimes, you know, if a borrower's asked for relief, he's going to be told no. You know, I had a client who refinanced a shopping center, and it was very low leverage, and he was fortunate enough to have, you know, tenants in place, but, you know, he jumped on the bandwagon, went and asked for relief, and the lender looked at his deal and was like, no, I'm not giving you relief. You don't need it. So, you know, the one thing I will say about, you know, the relief, you know, that's being offered, if you don't need it, don't ask for it. You know, but if you do need it, ask for it. I mean, the lenders are there to help you because they're trying to protect their asset as well.
That's Greg Young, Senior Vice President with the Grand Ridge Real Estate Capital. We have John Moody, too, John Moody, Jr., Manager of the Moody Law Group. Question now. So in the market, talking about the deals, who in the market's doing deals and who is out?
Gary, you know, I would say that about 70% or so of our life insurance companies are still in the market. Grand Bridge, you know, is a national commercial mortgage bank, and I represent the Texas presence here. And we have 19 different life insurance companies that we represent in the state of Texas as servicing correspondent. And we've got about 13 of those are still in the marketplace. We've got, you know, about six that are not, but we expect them to get back in to the market in pretty short order. The commercial banks never really left, but what I will say is that the commercial banks are primarily focused on meeting their existing client demand. New relationships are welcomed, but the days of the credit-only relationship with your commercial banker are over. I think new lending relationships are going to require that a, you know, depository relationship come with it. Regarding the GSEs never left. This is their mandate to you know, supply liquidity to the marketplace. They're meeting demand, and the GSEs have been awesome to work with. The CMBS market, as I mentioned earlier, decided to come back last week, and you know, after about a 75-day hiatus, so it's good to see them back. I think they supply a source of capital that the market really needs. And, you know, for the most part, the debt funds were reined in by their suppliers of capital. I expect them to enter the market as the economy, you know, continues to reopen.
All right. So guys, I'm going to give you a couple of questions at one time. I know you mentioned a little bit about the flow not picking up yet. So I'm going to give you a question. Is the deal flow improving, and where is pricing today?
I mean, I'll just tell you from what I'm seeing just with my clients, I would say we're seeing a significant uptick in deal flow. You know, and as I kind of predicted, you know, the kind of the easiest stuff to underwrite, like the single tenant deals, I think the industrial deals right now are in a little bit different category than what these guys are looking at in terms of office and retail. But so we're seeing people, you know, kind of get back to the office, get more focused on doing deals again, and we're starting to see more. And I'll let Greg speak to pricing, because I personally am not really sure where things are right now.
Well, I would echo what John said in that, you know, in the last, you know, 10 or 15 days, I feel like we've really seen a turning point in the market. It just has a different feel to it, and it's a good thing. You know, as far as pricing goes, it's really across the board, and you know, as you would expect, it's driven by property type. It's driven by, leverage level, loan structure, capital source, you know, et cetera. You know, the way that I like to describe it is that we're still in a pseudo a la carte debt market. And you know, the analogy that I like to use with my client base is like when you go to get your car fixed and you're in a hurry, but you don't want to spend a lot of money, and your mechanic looks at you and says, hey, you know, you can have it done right, you can have it done fast, and you can have it done cheap, but you can only get two of those. So you can get really low leverage deals that are priced at the rock bottom, or you can get a lot of loan structure and you can get, you know, some high leverage, you know, debt products out there, but there's not really any magical unicorn. So, you know, when I answer the question about where pricing is today, you know, it's usually with a pretty wide swath. And so with the life insurance companies, I would say on the really low leverage stuff, like sub 60% LTV, you can get deals done, you know, 3.25, and up to full leverage, which is, you know, 65. And I would say that's going to be priced at around 4 to 4.5. CMBS is going to be in that 415 to 515 interest rate range. The agencies, surprisingly, are still the lowest cost alternative if you've got an apartment deal. And for really low leverage stuff, tier four stuff, you can get 10-year money as low as 2.5%. And the high leverage stuff is going to be in the mid threes. Banks, it is amazing. The banks are, you know, generally speaking, LIBOR plus 250 to 400, and you know, most banks you're seeing institute a LIBOR floor between 75 and 100 basis points. The debt funds, you know, the ones that are still in business, and these are the guys that are really looking for the distressed real estate, and that's going to be, you know, L plus 400 up to 1,000.
So you mentioned about the leverage levels. So you think they're on course during today, as of now?
I think leverage levels today, if I had to make an overarching statement, I would say that leverage levels today are, you know, 5 to 10% less than they were 100 days ago. So, the GSEs and the CMBS guys can still hit 75 if they got a deal that they like, and even in some cases the agencies will hit 80 if in certain markets. The life companies, you know, tend to tap out at 65. Some of them, you know, will hit 70 if they really like your deal. Commercial banks for stabilized deals generally are going to hit around 70%, but this can change dramatically because you're typically dealing with, you know, a recourse element to that debt product.
So when are we going to start seeing distressed opportunities?
I mean, I think it's going to happen, you know, as soon as the banks start forcing their borrowers to, you know, to deal with you know, either financial covenant issues or appraisal issues. You know, I think, you know, we're going to see certainly on the retail and office side where, you know, landlords are going to lose some tenants, either through bankruptcy or just, you know, tenants not coming back from this lockdown. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, you read the papers and you read the news. There's a lot of money out there looking for distressed deals, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars. And I know several of my clients are looking at deals, but I just wonder if it becomes kind of a self-defeating equation where so many people are looking for these distressed deals that, you know, you end up with a competitive situation where the pricing, you know, doesn't, you know, is no longer distressed. But we'll have to see. But I suspect it's going to happen, you know, either late third or fourth quarter. We'll see, you know, some more opportunities on the distressed side.
John, if they need legal help getting these deals put together, how do they find you? How do they get in touch with you?
Get in touch with me at Moody Law Group. Either look at our website, moodylawgroup.com, or my phone number, 713-773-5526.
Greg Young, how about you? How do they get a hold of you?
Sure. Email is gyoung@grandbridge.com. My office is 713-993-1300. You're certainly welcome to go to our company website, www.grandbridge.com.
John Moody Jr., manager of Moody Law Group, and special guest Greg Young, senior vice president with Grandbridge Real Estate Capital. Thank you guys for being with us today and this weekend.
Thank you. Stay safe.
Ask the Experts with Gary Knight. Here on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas.
Thanks again for tuning in for another Ask the Expert show right here on AM 700 KSEV.